All right, Liam, subscribers only. Here we got an interview with the man himself, Zoltan, praise be. You did this interview at the end of the tournament. You want to introduce it, tee it up a little bit, and let us know what we have in store for us?
Yeah, the man, the myth, the legend, Zoltan. Oh, I was really excited to do this interview. Some more little facts about Zoltan. He's ran 3 Ironmans. Did you know that, Ravi? Might not expect
not that
if
that.
You've seen him. Yeah, actually, in fairness, someone, Bogar, who's on the Hungarian national team, 21-year-old player, super nice, CrossFit, she actually spoke quite highly of Zoltan. I don't know if I disagree definitely with lots of things he does, but I think we've given him a hard time. I can imagine, if you hear this interview, I'm a little bit sympathetic towards him, mostly because I haven't been paid yet at this point, that I'm a little worried about getting money. That's why I'd be a lot more harsh in the interview. Be a lot more harsh in the interview if I was out of Hungary and had gotten my money. So yeah, I know what he's capable of. So I'm quite sympathetic towards him. Also, I just think, like, I think there's one point where, you know, the crowd was chanting Zoltan stuff that was a little bit aggressive, and like, I think his wife or someone close to him was there and it was like pregnant, and I was like, man, this must be hard being a TD and like having people chant this stuff at you. I think it's deserved, but still must be hard for any one individual to take, you know what I mean? Now, I think he took it very well, which
you did ban your club team, the best club team in your country, from coming to the event. So, I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I think it's all just. And I think he should not be in charge of the organization. I think there's parts where it's like, hey, maybe you're good at getting political people involved, and I think he's a PE teacher, a school teacher, does a lot of coaching. I'm like, that's great. But I think someone else who's come in is like, what you're trying to do with the national teams is stupid. And if you want to run a tournament, that's great. But you need lots more people who've run tournaments to help you. But I think there's actually, in the future, could be a positive for Hungarian Ultimate. That's my take on it. I'm really nice to him in an interview. I listened back to it and I was like, I should have went a little harder, maybe asked a few more difficult questions. I was trying to get his side of the story, though. I think we've heard a lot from the player side and what was bad. I wanted to give him the opportunity to speak his own thoughts and words. And I definitely asked the hard questions, but he kind of danced around them. He's quite clever in his words and avoids difficult topics. I'm thinking even if I grilled him harder, he would have danced around it like a good politician. Because he kind of seems like a politician, but definitely brought me some entertainment, which that's all I want in life, is be entertained. Good or bad makes some difference to me.
I think you were telling me after the interview that you definitely think it's much more... There's that classic saying, right, that never attribute malice to that can be attributed to incompetence. And you seem to think that a lot of people, I think, frame it, you know, his decision to only let people under the age of 26 on the national team when he has some good players that he doesn't like, probably personally, that are above the age of 26 from the other teams. On them, he said it's because he wants to build a team up for 2024 or whatever. You seem to think that it is much more, not that he hates those players or something from what you got out of it, but that he's just doesn't know what he's doing. Is that a fair assessment to your interpretation of what's going on?
I think that's the majority of it. There probably is some internal politics going on between players as well, but I think he is just believing his own weird theory. And, like, we're going to look pretty stupid if they go 2023 Hungarian champions of the world. We'll all be praising Zoltan then, so let's not write it off.
They're going to need more than 2 good players on their team if they want to do that, based on what I saw then. You see. But, all right, I think that's enough from our opinions. Let's start to get what the man, the myth, the legend thinks himself. So here's the interview Liam had with Zoltan, and thank you for being a subscriber to UltiWorld.
You're up and out. Hey, so this is Liam Grant. The European Ultimate Championships have just wrapped up. I'm here with Zoltan, the tournament director of the European Ultimate Championships, also the president of the Hungarian Flying Disc Federation and the coach of the Hungarian mixed team. Here for a quick little interview. Thanks so much, Zoltan, for coming along. First, just want to get a bit to know more about yourself. Tell us about maybe how you first came about playing Ultimate, or a background to your life.
Yeah, my first meeting with Ultimate was 25 years ago when I was a fifth class child in elementary school. And since then, I get diploma from PE and history teacher as well. So as a player, I was coach, and I'm still 3 years ago the coach of the national team, and since 2 years I'm the president of the Flying Discus Federation in Hungary. And I guess the last 3 years was the big change in the Hungarian Federation, when I get the chance for the national team and then for the president position. And our strategy was 3 years ago that we changed the Hungarian ultimate style from hobby sport to competitive sport. And our goal was 3 years ago that when or if ultimate get Olympic sport, then Hungary will be ready for a high level qualification tournament as well.
Okay, so that's really cool. I want to talk about how you first maybe got in contact with the EUF about hosting this tournament, maybe the build-up, how you came about to having it here, what was talked about in the build-up to the event.
Yep, this strategy was I was talking about 2 years ago. I sent an email to the president of the European Federation that in our strategy would be a really good step on 33 to make a strong bid for the European Championships. And I was asking Mr. Furlan which one is the best option to learn and build up a good quality of organization to be ready for this 2023. And Mr. Furlan said that the best way to learn organizing and the best way to learn how to bid a high level competition is to bid a draft, and we made a quite draft bid for this 2019 tournament. But the fields and our background from the Hungarian sport ministry was so cool and so strong that the board of EUF decided that they don't want to wait 4 more years for a Hungarian organization for UC, but we won the UC 2019, which was a really, really good surprise for us. And it was a really interesting if we are able to set up everything in 1 year and not 5 year term.
Okay, so there was definitely, I'm sure you're aware, some complaints online, things maybe people are unhappy about. Is looking back on the tournament now it's over, is there things you would have done differently? Is there what maybe regrets or positive things you took away as well from the tournament?
Yeah, our main idea was that this won't be a festival. We don't think on the EUC or European Championship like a vacation or a festival or a celebration of ultimate, but this is the highest level competition in Europe. And the three main things on this level, as we thought, is the fields, the quality of the fields, the streaming lines, I mean the internet connections, and the security. Security on the fields, on the background, and on the health as well. And our bids, highest and most important part was the field, field quality. So we, all the players who were here, we played 269 games without any cancellation, without any delay. And even on the last day, all the grass field, these are UEFA soccer licensed grass field, all the fields was totally good for ultimate. And I'm really happy that there isn't any injury due to the quality of the field on this tournament. And I guess this is the most important.
Okay, so I have to ask you about it as well. Feel free if you don't want to talk about it, but definitely some of the complaints go around. There was a hashtag Zoltan started. I know there's a hashtag Lekud before, so it's not the first thing that happened. I think it was maybe your name is referencing to a movie. I don't know if you're saying it, Dude Wears My Car. I think maybe that has captured people's imagination, but As an individual and then as a tournament as a whole, how did that influence you? Is that something you followed or just tried to ignore? Or what was it like for you?
It was a nice joke, I guess. So, yeah, there were a couple of players or commenters who do not understand the backgrounds. So, I mean, there was a lot of comments. There aren't not enough shade and there aren't enough place to put more shades in the field. But they are not here or they not understand Ultimate and they cannot see that we are playing on UEFA and soccer fields and we are not able to put on the high-level grass any kind of shade. So this is one part. But other part, it's a joke. And I'm a scorpion, so all conflicts and all comments make me much impressive, and it's motivated me. Yes, we knew before the tournament, we was ready that there will be a lot of relevant comments. The main thing was that now in Hungary, due this new generation and strategy, we have now not more than 20 adult players who is quite good enough in organization. So we knew that we need at least 2-3 more years when we have so many experienced adults who can help in the high level organization. So we knew before that. And a lot of things about miscommunications or not the best way developing the things is what you have that. So for this tournament, it would be need at least 20 high-level, performed, experienced adults who knows Ultimate. But we had less than 10 from these people, so we knew it before. We make this compromise with EUF that we have to learn even this organization. But what we had in our hand that I have never seen in Europe this level of fields during 8 days for big amount of players, and I guess this compromise was good for everyone.
Cool. Thanks so much. Also, want to ask you a little bit about we received some emails from the Eurobro Zone podcast from LOL, I think a club based in Hungary. I'm not sure if it's part of the federation or not. I don't know the ins and outs of it, but they were definitely throwing some shade towards you. What's the situation there? I don't have the email in front of me of what they sent us, but can you give us a little update on what the situation is like or what's going on?
It's an interesting, and I think this issue, what happened before and happening now maybe in Hungary, it will happen quite a lot countries as well, because when we had this new strategy 2 years ago, to be forced from hobby and festival for fun sport, be forced to ultimate into the school sport and competitive sport, it made conflicts. So LOL is Team LOL is a club in Hungary since almost 20 years, but they was focusing on ultimate always like a university sport, the fan sport, and sport which makes community and social things. And when we changed this idea in the federation that we turn now on the ultimate competitive level, it made conflicts, because now we have a lot of PE teachers in the clubs, we are going to the schools with PE teachers, and yes, it can make old teams trouble, which teams are not in schools and not involved in this new focus because they don't really have PE teachers or connection to the schools. So I guess this is the background. And if you check the comments, and it was funny to reading me how LOL was setting up their communication. Meanwhile, there was 20 of LOL players who was watching the games all week long here in the tournaments. But I guess it's a funny thing for me, and it's their decision.
Yeah, and again, I have to ask you, I don't know the ins and outs of it, but they were definitely suggesting that they weren't allowed to enter a men's and women's division teams, weren't part of the maybe the longer view program that you had thought of. Is that true? Is that something they weren't allowed to consider, or...?
In the Hungarian Federation, we have strict rules. The board of the Hungarian Federation, including 3 people, can decide which divisions are going to the tournament or not. In Hungary, we decided, personally me and 2 more from the board, 3, decided that we focus on mixed division, where I am the coach, and we gave an alternative way to one guy from LOL, then he can bring LOL and other club in open division, but only with young players. So we told them, as rule, from the federation that we are focusing on the next generation, then they are not allowed to bring older than 26 years players. And this guy who has this chance decided after 2 months that he is not ready, they don't want to do this. Meanwhile, when I started the setup 1 year ago for the mixed division, I have invited 4 girls and 5 boys from LOL, all the youngs. But all these youngs said that they don't want to come. I don't know the reason. I think on some reasons, but it's not my decision. It's their internal problem to solve it.
Cool. I know you're a busy man. You got a place to go. Just any final thoughts on the tournament or thoughts on the community and how maybe they reacted to the tournament, or you yourself, as lessons for any tournament directors in the future? Just any closing thoughts of that are crossing your mind now?
I just want to repeat one more time that I had the feeling during these 8 days that Ultimate in Europe is now in the issue of changes. So a lot of nations are focusing now on competitive level, and I saw a lot of young players in high level teams, and I met a lot of PE teachers who have diploms and pedagogy background. Half of the players and teams I'm talking about, but the other half still stays as a festival. So there were a lot of hundreds of players who was waiting for this tournament with his own money, like a vacation. So we decided before the tournament that we will focus on competitive level, I mean the quality of the fields and internet, etc. And we won't focus on much high on the vacation and festival level. And we knew it will create conflicts. But I'm sure that Europe have to discuss, all the European community has to discuss about this conflict and decide where to go, because I'm sure Ultimate will be Olympic sport. And if Europe is not ready for this Olympic way of Ultimate in time, then other continents will just lead and leave Europe behind. So my suggestion after these 8 days that we are in the last minute. So I mean, Europe is in the last minute. If we cannot decide and cannot discuss what we are thinking on European competitive level Ultimate, then it will be too late for an Olympics.
Okay, I'll leave it there, Zoltan. Thanks so much for the interview. I'm sure you're wrecked after the week. I know I am. It's been hot here in Hungary, but we'll leave it there. Thanks very much, mate.
Thank you.
Cheers. Okay.